This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. Despite President Trump's promise to reverse coal's decline, only 1,200 new mining jobs have been created across the region since last January. And some people in Ohio's coal country are looking to a different type of economic boost: tourism. Julie Carr Smythe is State House correspondent for the AP. She looked into what's happening in the region, and she joins me now. Hi, Julie. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
To start, describe what type of tourism and what type of jobs we're talking about.
Basically, the tourism that I discovered ranges from cultural heritage type trails in various former coal towns to ecotourism involving the rugged terrain of the area. So, for example, maybe there are new paths and new hiking trails. There are some cultural heritage trails that include old speakeasies and coal mines and union halls and that kind of thing.
Tourism is a huge industry. What type of money is the region vying for?
I think what they're hoping for is to get some employment from this. That is, it's a little bit difficult to say quite how tangible those jobs are. For example, some of the regions, like down in Virginia, are seeing that they're getting new interest from young people to come and live there because this kind of tourism improves the quality of life for those communities just by having interesting people come through and building up some of the patronage to the local businesses, you know, the local bars and restaurants and hotels.
Beyond those sorts of intangibles, I'm wondering how this works out on an individual level. You profile, for instance, one man who took up antiquing as a sort of backup second job to coal. How does this economically work out for individuals?
That particular man, a guy named Rodney Embry, he works and has a good job at the mine, but he's also watched as a lot of his friends and relatives even have lost jobs there. They've shrunk the ability to employ people. Those are still the coveted jobs in the region, don't get me wrong. I mean, those are the ones with the full-time hours and the nice benefits and that kind of thing. However, his antiquing business is helping him to sort of think about retirement and think about eventually moving into his later years and not having to worry about where the money's going to come from. I mean, everybody has a family member who probably works at the mine in these regions. And so they're looking down the road at what is the future of coal and will there be jobs for them there? And they're thinking about the fact that they could build an economy that is self-reliant, that the people there could keep themselves even if a mine goes away.
I want to touch on the morale aspect of this. How are people in the region responding to this push?
Oh, it's for those who are involved in it, it's a real boost to their morale because it's been a boom and bust economy there for generations, not just coal, but oil and gas and clay and forest extraction, that kind of thing. I mean, these are regions that are known for their products. And one person I talked to, a guy named John Windenberg in Ohio, said, you know, this takes a toll on the mentality of the region. They just feel like they're kind of used up and thrown away. And so this is a way for them to really take pride in their area and in their history. And that's a lot of what I'm seeing.
So it might reframe the identity of the area.
That's right. Yeah, they talk about how they would really like to see it be looked at as an exotic and interesting place rather than a godforsaken place, and that Appalachia has a lot to offer in terms of its culture.
Julie Carr Smythe, thank you so much for talking with me today.
My pleasure. Great to be here.
Julie Carr Smythe is the State House correspondent for the AP here in Ohio. She wrote an article about the rebranding of coal country as a tourism hotspot.